In this track, we're going to practice mindfulness of the breath. The exercise goes for about 20 minutes in total, and there's a bell that rings halfway through, so if you only wish to practice for 10 minutes, then you can stop at that point. So, first of all, get yourself into a comfortable position, either seated upright with your back straight and your shoulders relaxed, or else lie down on a flat surface with your arms by your sides and your head supported by a pillow. Then gently either close your eyes, or if you prefer, keep them open and fix them on a spot in front of you. Now begin by taking a few very slow, very deep breaths. Focus on completely emptying your lungs, that is, pushing out every last bit of air, exhaling fully until you can feel your lungs have completely emptied. After you've emptied the lungs, allow them to fill up by themselves. There's no need to try and breathe in deeply. Once the lungs are empty, they will naturally fill up with air without you needing to force it. So once you've fully exhaled, don't try and force a deep breath in. Just notice how the breath just happens all by itself. Notice that as you completely empty your lungs, your belly gently flattens. And as your lungs refill, your belly gently pushes outwards. Now focus your attention completely on your breathing. Notice the air as it comes in through your nostrils, down your throat, and down to the bottom of your lungs. Then follow it as it goes back out again. Following the air all the way in, and all the way out. And now just allow your lungs to find their own natural rhythm. You don't need to control your breathing any longer, simply allow it to happen spontaneously. Just allow yourself to breathe in whatever way seems natural and comfortable to you. Following that air all the way in and all the way out. Notice the air moving in and out of your nostrils, how it's slightly warmer as it comes out and cooler as it goes in. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your ribcage, rising as you breathe in and falling as you breathe out. Just notice it, rising and falling. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your belly, rising as you breathe in, falling as you breathe out. This shows you that you're breathing from the diaphragm. Now fix your attention on one of these three areas, whichever one you prefer, either on the breath coming in and out of the nostrils, or on the rise and fall of your ribcage, or on the rise and fall of your belly. Keep your attention on this spot, noticing the movement in and out, following the breath as it comes and goes, inhaling and exhaling, and just noticing the changing sensations in that area. Notice the subtle changes in the feeling as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Now, as you're engaging in this process, feelings will arise within you. There may be pleasant feelings, they may be unpleasant feelings, or there may be neutral feelings, sensations, urges of various sorts. And the idea is to simply acknowledge the presence of these feelings and let them be there. Just allow those feelings to come and go as they please, and keep your attention on the breath. Thoughts will keep arising too, all sorts of different thoughts. And the idea is to just allow your thoughts to come and go as if they're just cars driving past outside your house. You can hear the cars coming and going, but you don't have to pay them any attention. You don't have to rush out and see what they are. And it's the same with your own thoughts. Just let them come and go as they please. And keep your attention focused on that breath, breathing in and breathing out. All sorts of thoughts might arise. There may be judgments about whether you're doing this properly, concerns about things you need to do later, thoughts about how long this is taking or what's the point of it all. Whatever those thoughts are, simply let them be. Acknowledge their presence as if they're just people walking past, but there's no need to focus on them, no need to push them away. Simply let them come and go in the background while keeping your attention on the breath. Time and time again, your attention will wander as you become distracted by various thoughts or feelings. There's nothing to be disappointed or frustrated about. We expect this to happen. This is what minds do. The moment you notice this has happened, take a split second to notice what distracted you, and then bring your attention back to the breath. No matter how often your attention wanders, whether 100 times or 1,000 times, your aim is simply to note what distracted you and bring your attention back to the breath. And to do this with an attitude of kindness to yourself, an attitude of acceptance. There's no need to be frustrated or disappointed when you get distracted by your thoughts. It happens to all of us, even to Zen masters. Our thoughts naturally distract us from what we are doing. So each time that you realize your attention has wandered, gently acknowledge it, notice what distracted you, and return your attention to the breath. If frustration, boredom, anxiety, impatience, or other difficult feelings arise, simply acknowledge their presence, let them be, and maintain your focus on the breath. Again and again, your attention will wander, and once you realize it's happened, simply notice what distracted you and gently refocus your attention back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. If there's a particularly strong feeling that you're struggling with, you might like to just silently name it. Say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling frustration, or okay, I'm feeling anxiety. Just acknowledge that it's there and maintain your focus on the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Noticing that air flowing in and flowing out. Now in a moment a bell will ring, signifying that 10 minutes has passed. If you wish to stop the exercise at this point, simply open your eyes when you hear the bell ring, look around the room, have a good stretch, and take this sense of mindfulness out into the rest of your day. If you are continuing with this exercise, then once again take a couple of slow deep breaths and keep your attention on the movement of the breath, following the air all the way in and all the way out. And then once more allowing your breathing to find its own regular rhythm. No need to control it, simply noticing what it does. Simply observing the breath flowing in and flowing out, allowing it to happen by itself. Letting thoughts come and letting them go. And allowing your feelings to be exactly as they are. Whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, just letting them come and go or hang around. And keeping your attention on the air flowing in and out, all the way down through the nostrils and the throat into your lungs. And all the way back out. Your mind's going to have a lot to say about this. It will keep chipping in with different comments and judgments and ideas of many different sorts. The idea is to simply allow those thoughts to come and go without engaging with them. Just acknowledge their presence and let them come and go as if they're just cars driving past outside the house. Now expanding the focus of your awareness, expanding your attention so that as well as being aware of your breathing, you now also notice your body. So notice the position of your arms and your legs and your back and your head and your shoulders. Notice the feel of your clothes against your skin. Notice the feeling of the floor beneath you and your back against the chair. Notice what the air is like, whether it's warm or cool, moving or still. Now as you breathe in, imagine your breath flows down into your feet. As you breathe in, the breath flows all the way down from your lungs, down into your belly, down into your thighs, down into your legs, right down into your feet and into the tips of your toes. And as you exhale, it's as if it flows all the way back out again. Just breathing in and out. just noticing, breathing down into your legs, into your feet, into your toes, and then letting the air flow all the way back up again. And now breathing into your upper body, so that as you breathe in, it's as if your breath flows into your arms and your hands and your shoulders and your neck and your head. And as you breathe out, it's as if the breath just flows all the way back out again. Breathing into your arms and your hands and your shoulders, neck and head. And then letting it flow all the way back out again. Breathing in and out, following it in, following it out. Just letting those thoughts come and go, and each time your attention wanders, the moment you realize it, simply bringing it back. And now expanding your awareness even further, so that as well as being aware of your breathing, you're aware of your entire body all at once, the position of your arms and your legs and your back and your head and your shoulders, of any sensations you can feel in your head and in your neck, in your throat, in your chest, your belly, your pelvis, aware of your clothes against your skin and the floor beneath your feet, aware of all that you can feel in your body all at once, without struggling with those sensations, simply noticing what they are and allowing them to be as they are in this moment, even if they seem unpleasant. Aware of both your breathing and your body simultaneously. And now expanding your awareness even further, so that as well as being aware of your breathing and your body, you're also aware of the sounds around you. Notice the sound of my voice, the sound of your breathing, the sounds coming from inside the room, and the sounds coming from outside. Aware of those sounds and your body and your breathing all at the same time. And whatever those sounds are that you can hear, simply allowing them to be, letting go of any struggle with them, even if they're unpleasant sounds, just allowing them to be there simply because they are. And now expand your awareness even further, so that as well as awareness of your breath and your body and the sounds around you, you're also aware of the thoughts passing through your head, noticing them coming and going, noticing whether those thoughts are more like pictures, or whether they're more like voices, like sounds that you can hear. Just noticing those thoughts, letting them come and go, as well as being aware of all of those other aspects of your experience. So you have a very broad awareness of what is happening in this moment. and finally narrow your focus right back down again, focusing your attention once more purely on your breath, so that your breath is at the very center of your attention, noticing it once more flowing in and flowing out. Just taking a few more of those slow deep breaths, emptying your lungs and allowing them to fill by themselves, and just following that air all the way in, all the way out. Letting your thoughts and feelings come and go. And again, whenever you notice your attention has wandered, gently bringing it back to the breath. Now, in coming to the end of this track, take a moment to congratulate yourself for completing this practice. Each time you do so, you're building a valuable set of skills, including the ability to stay focused without being distracted by your thoughts, the ability to notice when your attention has wandered off, and the ability to refocus your attention once you notice it has wandered. So now, when you are ready, bring yourself back to the room, open your eyes, and take that sense of mindfulness with you out into the world, staying focused and engaged and psychologically present in everything you do.